Then let me tell you this, in a kitchen, it was a one chimney, but it was a mud chimney, top chimney, we call it a mud chimney.
For the
kitchen use, you know.
The stove?
No, we had a stove, but when you get up in the morning, you see it was a bit separated from the house. So if it was really cold, you would build a fire in the kitchen while breakfast and everything was getting ready, you see, during the day.
That's it.
Mud chimney, you could call it. You never built one.
Well, no, never built one. I've seen them. What do they look like? Is it stick daub or mud daub?
Yeah, right, that's it. Some call it a daub chimney. But we used to do that here. It was pick green moss out of the woods, you see, out of the trees, and mix it with mud. Where they don't have no moss, you take out above here, up North Louisiana. I had some people to tell me they use straw.
Yeah.
Most probably where you're from, they didn't have no moss, maybe they use straw.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Mr. Bourlon, now you have the open place in the you call that the what? In the fireplace, the kind of the floor of it?
Oh yeah, it was a fireplace there, you see, like I imagine you've seen a chimney in a house, right? It is, huh?
Yeah. Did something come out where, you know, where no wood would jump out onto the and catch the boards of fire?
Well, yeah, well, you see, they would make a little offset. Let's see, this was where you put your wood, here?
Yes, sir.
They had, well, it would continue about 2 foot out.
A
heart. Right there, it was either mud they would put there, or bricks, you see. So if a piece of wood would roll off or something, it wouldn't roll off on the floor.
The what'd you call that?
I'll tell you what we call it, but foyer.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard the name foyer, but they use that for something else, you know, like you talk about the foyer. Maybe it's where that time, the whole thing I'm talking about, maybe, you see.
Yeah. Well, it was a hearth. Did you ever hear of a hearth or anything like that, or a hearth? I see. Well, the foyer, that was just a kind of the extension out of the...
Yeah, so, like you said, fire wouldn't spill out of the... Here, the real fireplace where you put your wood, the stick of wood would burn, would fall and still be on there, you see. It wouldn't be on the floor, in other words. And it would get too hot, too. You understand that? See, if the floor would come up to where the floor would catch on fire. So this was an extension, so the floor wouldn't catch on fire, you see?
Oh, well, what did you put the wood up on anything?
Yeah.
What?
What you call them things? I done forgot what you call them. Oh, you can buy them right there, the antiques.
The fire?
It was two pieces, you could buy that at the store, the hardware. On each side you would put right here, you see, put your stick of wood here, 2 foot stick of wood, and in front it would raise up this way, you see, so the stick of wood wouldn't roll back or fall. Dog iron, I believe they call that.
Okay, well, what did you start it with?
Oh, with kindlings, something dry in the morning, you know.
Uh-huh.
Dry cypress, you know. That was my job in the evening to find some small stuff, kindling, you know, dry.
Yes.
The morning when they would get up, they would put that and strike a match. But the real old times, half of the time, you see, until about 10 o'clock, they would put a big old piece of wood in there. It would hold fire in that chimney, might be all night. But if it was just ashes, you know, they would take and cover them up. With the in the coal left, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They would take the ashes and make a little fire and cover them up. Next morning, they would scatter it out. You had your still had some coal there, you know, some of the.
Yeah.